From the campuses of Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, and Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Washington and Lee University is back to defend their title here in the College Quiz Bowl. And challenging the Southerners, we have the varsity scholars from Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, whose birthday it is today, and he doesn't feel a day over 39, Mr. Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you back with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, let's get along with this game and stop the celebrations of birthday and meet the teams. First, we're going way out to the land of Lincoln and meet the team from Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, where Louis Rowan of station WMAQ Chicago is on hand to referee for the Northwestern team. Are you there, Louis?
Right here, Alan, and congratulations. With me are four bright scholars from Northwestern, rarer to go, and here they are to introduce themselves.
Max Nathan Jr. from Shreveport, Louisiana.
John Spaulding of Mishawaka, Indiana.
Sherwin Feinhandler, Chicago, Illinois.
Eileen Tepper of University Heights, Ohio.
All right, there you have met the team from Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Now, let's leave Evanston and move down south to the land of Lee, where Ted Cord of station WSLS, Roanoke, Virginia, is standing by to referee for the Washington and Lee University team. How's everything in Lexington, Virginia tonight, Ted?
Fine, Alan, and happy birthday. Excitement down here is just as high tonight as it was last week, and the boys are back to hold that line. And here they are to say hello.
Ed Hood, Birmingham, Alabama.
Jack Lackman, Lexington, Virginia.
Max Cassie, Arlington, Virginia.
Clay Carr, Winchester, Virginia.
All right, now we've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Northwestern University signals, you'll hear... And when Washington and Lee University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up tonight could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what are the last names of that famous duo whose first names are Nikita and Nikolai? Washington and Lee.
Jack Blackman.
Nikita Khrushchev and Nikolai Bulganin.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, by knowing the first names of that famous duo, Jack Blackman, you got a 30-point chance at a 30-point bonus here for Washington and Lee. It's a geography bonus question, and we're going to test your knowledge of state capitals of the United States. 10 points for each correct answer. Okay, now think, this is kind of tricky. What is the name of the city in Massachusetts which has the same name as the capital of a far western state? No takers? Salem. Salem is Oregon's capital. Okay? Now, the city in Georgia having the same name as the capital of a New England state.
Augusta.
Right. Augusta, Georgia. Augusta is the capital of Maine. Right, for 10 points. Now, the city in Germany having the same name as the capital of a southern state. Time is called Frankfurt. Frankfurt is the capital of Kentucky. Okay, we go along now. We got a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. You know, according to Dr. Spock, an eminent authority on baby care, A mother bathing her baby should hold him carefully under the armpit with her forearm supporting the baby's head. Now for 10 points, tell us why Dr. Spock would have been horrified at the way a Greek mother named Thetis held her baby boy. Washington and Lee.
Clay Carr.
The baby boy was Achilles. He was held by the heel and dipped into the river Styx to make him immune to any injury.
That is the answer I was thinking. That is it. I was going to ask, when she held her baby boy, giving him a bath in the river Styx, and she held the poor kid by the heel, and that was why Dr. Spock would be horrified. You got 10 points, Washington Lee, and a chance at a 25-point bonus here. Harvey Allen wrote Anthony Adverse, an alliterative title. Kenneth Roberts wrote Captain Caution, another alliterative title. Now, Washington and Lee, for a quick 5 points apiece, and this is a quick one, I want you to name the alliterative titles, or the alliterative title, of a book written by each of the following authors. You ready? Washington and Lee. Herman Melville.
Billy Budd.
Billy Budd, 5 points. Charles Dickens.
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol, or Nicholas Nickleby. All right, 5 points. Booth Tarkington. Alice Adams. Alice Adams, you did not get it. Tobias Smollett. Roderick Random. Sir Walter Scott. Ooh, Rob Roy. Okay, let's go now. Before we move along to the next toss-up question, Roger Tuttle, what are the stakes in this quiz game?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine, the magazine America lives by, will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, distinguished product of the Longines Whitnauer Watch Company. Those are the stakes. Now, with 14 and a half minutes to go, the score, Northwestern nothing, Washington and Lee 40. Back to a toss-up question, Alan.
Cool, before we go back, let's hear from the Northwestern audience. Are you there? Okay, here we go. We got a 25-point bonus in the offing, and this is the toss-up that might get it for you. For 10 points, tell us, what literary lad palled around with Herman Vernon and Sam Williams? Washington and Lee.
Max Caskey.
Penrod.
Penrod and Booth Tarkington's classic, Penrod and Sam. Right for 10 points, Washington and Lee. Here's the 25-point bonus. If Perón had gone to Paraguay as planned by boat instead of by air, his ship would have had to have navigated three rivers whose names all begin with the same letter. For 25 points.
Alan, I didn't hear the question.
We didn't hear the first part of the question.
All right. I like to read it. It's very alliterative. Here we go. If Perón had gone to Paraguay as planned, by boat instead of air, that is, his ship would have had to navigate three rivers whose names all begin with the same letter. Okay? Now, for 25 points, name those three rivers.
Two of them, Alan, would be the Plata at Buenos Aires, and farther up the river, the Paraná. Yeah. Paraná, it is.
All right. You've got one more, and you'll get 25 points. Okay, the Plata, the Paraguay, and the Paraná, as you said. No credit, no points. All right, very good try, almost made it. Got a musical bonus worth 40 points. You could make 40 points for the next musical bonus coming up. Here's the toss-up that decides it. You ready? For 10 points, according to Lord Nelson, what did England, or what does England expect? Washington and Lee.
Jack Lackman.
England expects every man to do his duty.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, Washington and Lee, you got a 40-point, a 40-point musical bonus. I'm going to play now portions of three major classical compositions, and a famous pair of lovers is named in the title of each. You will earn 10 points for each lover you can properly identify, and 10 more points if you can tell us how many of them lived happily ever after. First, name the lovers in this one. Washington and Lee. You said Romeo and Juliet. That's all I asked for. That happens to be Tchaikovsky's, but I'm asking for the names of the lovers, and you said them, so... I didn't plan on that.
No, they did not live happily ever after.
Oh, wait, not yet. Hold everything. That's after we've named all of the six. And then you're to tell me how many lived happily ever after out of the six. All right? Name the lovers in the title of this music. The lovers? No guesses? No tries? Tristan and Isolde. All right. Name the lovers here.
Voyons, est-ce Pelléas, peut-être? Je crois qu'il ne te parle pas souvent.
Il me parle parfois. Il ne m'aime pas.
Soit, Aida and Radamet.
No, it's Pelléas and Melisande, as they said. Now, you still can make 10 points if you'll tell us how many of the lovers so named who lived happily ever after. How many of the...
None of them. All of them die before the stories they're in are over.
That's right. You pulled it out of the fire and got 20. Okay. Score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 10.5 minutes to go. Washington and Lee has 80 points. Northwestern has yet to be heard from in the answer department.
All right, here we go. We got a lot of time. We make a lot of points yet. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. I'll say this much about it. It's a baseball bonus. Here's the toss-up that might get it for you. If an officer of the Scots Guard had a bee in his bonnet, would he have a bee in his beret, his busby, or his burnoose? Washington and Lee.
Max Kasky.
What was that?
His busby.
His busby is right. That's right. 10 points. Busby is the headgear of the guard, adapted after Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo. Okay. Washington Lee, you got the baseball bonus. You can make 30 points now, you know. A couple of weeks ago, Willie Mays slammed his 50th... Oh, for heaven's sake. Willie Mays slammed his 50th home run of the season, putting himself in the company of six other ball players who have made that record in the past. You'll get 5 points for each of these other six that you can name, but we will accept only 10. We will accept only 6 out of 10 names. Okay, so think carefully. Don't throw them around. Here we go.
A lot of us are doubling up on these. Jimmy Fox, Hank Greenberg, Babe Ruth, Ralph Kiner, Lou Gehrig.
You got 4.
Mel Ott, Ted Williams.
All right.
Joe DiMaggio.
Okay, let's see, that's 8 altogether you name. Two more you can name. Time is called. You missed. Time, Mr. McGregor?
Yeah.
Hack Wilson and Johnny Mize. You got correctly Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, Hank Greenberg, Ralph Kiner. That is a total of 20 points we'll give you on that.
Hold it, Alan. That's the whistle which calls for the halftime break.
All right, thank you, Roger. Now, I want to take this break to remind you all that Good Housekeeping Magazine, the magazine America lives by, features in this current issue Autumn's Hardest Crossword Puzzle. In the current issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine, Autumn's Hardest Crossword Puzzle. You'll find this interesting feature on page 70 of your current Good Housekeeping Magazine. Also, may I remind you that Good Housekeeping awards the $50 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl game. Now, did I say 50 again? Oh, for heaven's sakes. Good Housekeeping, of course, awards the $500 weekly cash prize. Is that clear? The $500 weekly cash prize is awarded by Good Housekeeping Magazine to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl. Now, let's get back to the game. Here's our whistle. Okay, what's the score, Roger?
Right now, Alan, Northwestern has nothing. Washington and Lee has 110. You're 39 today, and we'll get back to the score. 7.5 minutes to go.
And we're fighting for a $500 weekly cash prize awarded by Good Housekeeping Magazine. 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's the toss-up. The vice president is the presiding officer of the Senate. For 10 points, what vice president presided over the Senate while he was actually under indictment for murder? Washington and Lee.
Max Kasky.
Aaron Burr.
Right, for 10 points. Aaron Burr. Okay, Washington and Lee, you have here a mathematical bonus worth 30 points, so get out your paper and pencil. You all set? All set, Washington Lee?
All set.
Okay, here goes. You are to take the number of the psalm that mentions an overflowing receptacle. You are to multiply that number by the year in which the gay decade began. Multiply by the number in which the gay decade began. Then subtract the number of times that the Dodgers have lost the World Series. For 30 points, give us your numerical answer. I'll repeat it as you figure.
Get together, gentlemen.
The number of the psalm that mentions an overflowing receptacle is multiplied by the year, by the full year in which the gay decade began, subtracted the figure or the number of times that the Dodgers have lost the World Series. Now, we want an accurate numerical answer, and Washington Lee could pick up an easy 30 points.
Take it.
Can you take it? Let's go.
It's coming, Alan. 2063.
What was that?
2063.
No.
34464.
Nope. All right, time is... All right, no, the correct figure I was seeking was 43,463. The 23rd Psalm, multiplied by 1,890, subtracted, equals 43,470, and then you subtract 7, and you get 43,463, and no points scored on that. A musical bonus is coming up. Here's a toss-up. The musical bonus is worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up that might get it for you. You ready? Jimmy Valentine was a safecracker. Now, for 10 points, what was Felix Krull? Washington and Lee.
Jack Lackman.
He was a confidence man in Thomas Mann's latest novel.
All right.
Posthumously published novel.
That's right. The Confessions of Felix Krull, confidence man. 10 points for Washington and Lee. All right, now, here we go with another musical question, Washington and Lee. Worth 30 points. I want you to tell me the American historical events that you were reminded of by the titles of the three popular tunes we're going to play. The American historical events that these songs remind you of. All right, first of all. What's the American historical event that you're reminded of by that very popular tune, which, of course, you recognize?
No, of course we don't.
You don't? Oh!
Wouldn't be when the Liberty Bell cracked, would it?
No. That would be Paul Revere's Ride, because the tune is Wake the Town and Tell the People. Very pretty tune. Mindy Carson sings it. Okay, he didn't get that. Now tell me the American historical event that you are reminded of by this tune.
The Louisiana Purchase.
That's right. Louisiana Purchase. The Louisiana Hayride is the tune. All right, 10 points for that. What American historical event are you reminded of by this one? Think.
Boston Tea Party.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay. Now, may I see your light, Northwestern? That's a boy. Okay, Louis Cron, you there? Okay, everybody's with me. I got a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up that might earn it for you. You know, some scientists believe that ruminants are insomniacs. For 10 points, what is a ruminant? Washington and Lee.
Max Kafsky.
A grazing animal.
A what?
A grazing animal. One that eats grass and tree leaves, things like that. A ruminant, like a cow.
All right, just a minute. Hold it. Do you rule that out? The judges are ruling it out.
That's not the exact answer. What?
That is not the exact answer. Can you take it, Northwestern?
Sherwin Finehandler.
If I'm not mistaken, a ruminant is a rodent-type animal that eats grain.
No, a ruminant is a cud-chewing animal, like a cow, a sheep, a camel, or a giraffe. If you've ever seen a ruminant resting, you'll remember that it always keeps its head up. We got to be very precise on our toss-up answers. Our judges here are very, very fussy. Here we go with a 25-point bonus still in the offing. Here's another toss-up. For 10 points, complete the poetic sentence which commences, "Know then thyself, presume not God to stand." Northwestern.
Max Nathan.
The proper study of mankind is man.
Right.
Alexander Pope.
10 points. Okay, Northwestern. Now you got a 25-point bonus. Here we go. If Christian Herter, present governor of Massachusetts, or FDR Jr., the late president's son, were ever to decide to run for president of the United States, there is a specific constitutional requirement which might cause them some trouble. You'll get 25 points, Northwestern, now, if you can tell us what that constitutional requirement is.
Max Nathan.
They have to be born inside the territorial limits of the United States.
Right, for 25 points, Northwestern. Got a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. His father was West Wind. His mother was Winona. For 10 points, who is he? Northwestern.
Eileen Tepper.
Hiawatha.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here you go with a 20-point bonus, Northwestern. For 20 points, complete this relationship question. Cain was to Abel as Charlemagne was to whom? Carloman. The relationship is fraternal. Cain was Abel's brother, and Charlemagne was the brother of Carloman. All right, a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Roger Chillingworth's wife wore one on her breast. Washington and Lee.
Ed Hood. The letter A in Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter.
All right, I penalize Washington and Lee. 5 points. Repeat the entire question for Northwestern. Roger Chillingworth's wife wore one on her breast. A varsity football player wears one on his chest. For 10 points, what is it?
A
John Spaulding.
A letter.
A letter is the right answer for 10 points.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. The time is up and the game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 55 points for Northwestern and 145 points for the winner tonight, Washington and Lee University. To each member of the Northwestern University team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Washington and Lee University will receive a $500 cash award from Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping Magazine is the magazine America lives by and features this month Autumn's Hardest Crossword Puzzle. The Good Housekeeping Magazine $500 award is to be administered by the winning college. And these victorious varsity scholars from Washington and Lee will return next week to meet Hobart and William Smith Colleges, Geneva, New York, in this All-American College Quiz Game. Here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Congratulations to Washington and Lee and to Max Nathan, John Spaulding, Sherwin Feinhandler, and Eileen Tepper. It's been a pleasure to have you and Northwestern University again here in the College Quiz Bowl. We'll be looking for your return in the next season. Now, next week, Washington and Lee meets Hobart and William Smith Colleges. In the following weeks, we'll have varsity scholars from Oberlin College, Oberlin, Ohio, and Brown University, Providence, Rhode Island. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Northwestern University, Louis Rowan of Station WMAQ in Chicago, and for Washington and Lee University, Ted Court of Station WSLS, Roanoke, Virginia. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle saying goodnight until next week.